The machlokes in the Gemara from Shlokish against the Baal Rabbi, Adam Perei Achoyf Toyes Manoi. Now we already explained, what does it mean, Ein Adam Perei Achoyf Toyes Manoi? The Maal is being Toyveya the Loive. The Loive says, Paraiti, I'm waiting to make a very olive araya. What's that in Shlokish that the Loive is not Neman? So we had two Iker Mahalchim. One is Taka that it's a Chazoka, Ein Adam Perei Achoyf Toyes Manoi. And Taka, Mary the Gazan, a Chazoka is able to be Moisey Mois. We explained this chazak is a madrega of Eidus, or close to it, or a chazak that's from Yisrael Umdun, or could be moitzi. Rabbi Kveger adds, because it's betzir of the cheskes chiv, but the chazak is able to be moitzi. We said it's tzveit mahalach, maybe we'll see today the machlek is Rashi Toysis, but we said it's tzveit mahalach, that it's not that the chazak is moitzi. And we were medaik, even the Gemara didn't even use the sprach chazak yet until Amud Beis, but rather it's a taina of the ruah. And there's a clown that even a loiv, even though he's a mumzik, but he has to have a taina. If he taina is machalti, he's up to marzah, that's a taina garua. Zok Bishlokish, tiny paraita tarzmani is also a tiny garua. So there's a machlokes and a fiber of a argue that a person could tiny a paraita tarzmani. The Gemara wants the tiny that maybe it's totally in our Mishnah. First, the Gemara says, Tanan, in the ratio of the Mishnah, in the ratio of the Mishnah, on the Chi of Kaisel of the first four Amos, Reuben built it himself. And we're not sure now that Shimon paid for it. And the din is we can assume Becheska Shanosa. For the Gemara, when is it Becheska Shanosa? After the Chi of, when it's already built. Avada. Elamai, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that he's never to say paraita toyes mani? Is it right by a rabba that a person is paraita toyes mani? And the Gemara answers no. Shiny hosam, they call shofa b'shofa zimnei. That's the erste chelik of the Gemara. If you have to understand like this, what does the Gemara mean? Call shofa b'shofa zimnei. And even more than that, what is even the havamina? It will be matim rabbi yoinis kasha. What does the Gemara mean that lagabi yechi of koysel is going to be a matziv that it's toyes mani? The Chi of Kaisel is mutal on you mit Chilosoi. We're talking about a Kaisel Chatzah Shenotfal. If you hold Shmei Hezek, Avadi Yimachoyiv. If you hold Lav Shmei Hezek, there's a Mechayiv of Nopal Shiny. Reuben and Shimon were Mechayiv to build it together. What kind of business is this that we're saying that Reuben built it himself and Shimon becomes Mechayiv? This man Paroyan is when Reuben finishes building it. What's that Ramachosin? Shimon and Reuben are Mechayiv to build it together. It's right away this man Paroyan. Zot Rabbein Yoyin to Mahalchim. One mahalach is that Baal Reuven started building it himself. It's mashma that he's ke'ilu lending you the money and he's giving you time and he's not going to be teveh until he finishes building it. It blinds like a teveh as man lechaveira. The fact that he went and started building it himself and didn't want you for the money right away blinds that he's being teveh with you, that he's pushing, lending you the money. Kamaisa, to me and you, Reuven and Shimon are both not building the wall. They're learning in Bismedr. Someone's building the wall for them. Reuven laid out all the money, so he lent the money to Shimon and he was saying, Shimon will reimburse him afterwards. Rabbi Yoyin is like a tzveit, the teretz, that you're not mechuyib al tachiv kaisel in the Mishnah to pay for the full wall, nor kol yoyin v'yoyin for the tzorachim of that yoyin, not more than that. And that's what it would mean, toich v'zman. L'maizim, when the Gemara answers called shofa b'shofa, you have to buy through, understand. B'seder, so memon of shofa. On every shofa b'shofa that's built, it's la'achar z'mani. On what's before that, it's toich z'mani. So does the Gemara mean you taka only neman on shofa b'shofa? There is a dama halach. The shach learns that no, that the Gemara's mechadish in the teretz of kol shofa b'shofa, and he gives it, it's negay there, halacha, like Abi Contracin, someone hired someone to write Contracin, that Vibal the Chiv comes on every single country, on every single shofa b'shofa. It's not misaver that the guy wants to have to be able to mon you every single time for every stage of it. There, it's misaver that the person is mechayiv ready to pay from the beginning. And that's what the Gemara's mechadish in kol shofa b'shofa. That it blinds like the achaz mani from the beginning. But as a machloikis, if that's the Gemara. Me'idach Yisrael, the Gemara wanted to be Medayik from the Sefer. That the Sefer says that on the Yesterday Dalar Amis, if Reuben decided to build it himself, and then it comes a Masa that Shimon's Mechuyiv because he was Nagal Adah, some of the Koysel Acha, Nagal Gunal Vasakoil. But on that Chiyiv, it's Becheska Shaloi Nasa. Frank, the Gemara, when is it Becheska Shaloi Nasa? La'achar's Manai. First, why shouldn't it be Nemani? It's just after his man, after everything, when he was Samach Lekos Lachar, and Benoist and all of us, a Tikra of a Dalzin, still he's not Nemani. Elamai, Toys Manai. When Satan missed that Toys Manai is not Nemani. It's a Mother Gemara in Pshat. In the Hamamina of the first Chalak of the Gemara, when the Gemara didn't know Kol Shofa B'Shofa. So the Gemara was picking up the Degel and saying, Shteito in the Mishnah that Adam Nemon to Taina Paraita Toys Manai. So how did the Gemara understand the Sefer at that point? And Fakeret, the Hamamina of the Tzveita Halva the Gemara. The Gemara was saying, the Sefer is the Grace Araya that ain't Adam Paraita Toys Manai. So what's Pshat in the Hamamina? What's Pshat in the Ration? But at the point of the Gemara answers, that in the Sefer there's a Mazundar Sfarah of Maniyemar the Mechayim Le Rabbanan. There's a big Machlaikas Rishoyim. See, this Rashi is that once the Gemara answers Maniyemar the Mechayim Le Rabbanan, then it could even be it's Bismanik. It could even be it's after he built the wall. Still, there's a Mazundar Sfarah over here of Maniyemar the Mechayim Le Rabbanan. The Yad Ramah, other Rishoyim, we'll see. It's a big Machlaikas learns no, that Maniyemar is not Ufrai. Sach HaKol, the Gemara was trying to bring a Raya, that you're not Nemon, Toichmanoi, it's a Kasha on a Bai Varava. So the Gemara, no, Abadu, we're going to say for Toichmanoi. But you think it's a kasha on a bayi v'rova? No, even a bayi v'rova agree here. As the svar of maniyemer, the mechayev le'rabbanon, that chutz by toich zmano, you're not nema to say paraiti. But not that the maniyemer is a new ufrai, that even the achar zmano, you're not nema. Bemis, it's Mefurish from the Gemara Behemshev. Not like that. We'll have to see. The Gemara presides the Chazok of Rish Lakish, and the Gemara said the Hilchasa that a person could mon and a filu miyasni. Why? Even though there's a klal, haboli pari minichze yisoyimim, or yipari el of a shvua, the klal always is you can only mon with a shvua. But over here, the chazaka, here it says, the chazaka, in the berea chayv that's mamad, the chazaka patters the chi of shvua. As I state in the Gemara, here it's clear that it's a chazaka, that the umdino of the chazaka is pattering the chi of shvua. Now, a little bit about yisoyimim, the klal is like this. From yisoyimim gedoylim, when you're moneying them, right, they're 50 years old, that's not the issue, just you're not moneying them for their own chi, right? An 85-year-old who owes you money himself is not going to be putter that you have to swear because he's a yassim. It's only when you're moneying his father's chi. You say to me, when you're moneying the person because of his father's chi, the din is al yipara elo b'shvua. That's one din, and of them say the Gemara that the chazaka passes. But there's another din of yisoyim p'tanim. Now yisoyim p'tanim is the din, you're not allowed to mon b'chlau. Forget about any yipara elo b'shvua. You're not allowed to mon b'chlau. So the Rishonim have a whole nidin over here. The Gemara is stressing that you're allowed to mon from Yisoyim. Does it even mean Yisoyim Ketanim? Now, to make it the kitzer, by Yisoyim Ketanim, there's three reasons why you're not allowed to mon b'chlal from Yisoyim Ketanim. One reason is because Ein Mekavlin Eid Shaloi B'fnei Baal Din. And that reason about is true, and if you have that reason for sure, you can't mon from Yisoyim. Nor you could avoid that issue, it could be negay in a case when they were ready to obey the father b'chayav. So, when you avoid the issue of Ein Mekavlin Eid Shaloi B'fnei Baal Din, there are still two other issues that are negay by Yisoyim Ketanim. So, Machlokes Rav Papa and Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa says, you're not allowed to be miskakin to nichsa yisoyim ktanim because of yisoyim la b'neim eved mitzvininu. And Rav Papa says, because you're choshish v'tzrari. And the Gemara says, you have a pashta nafkimina. Where do you have a nafkimina? There are cases when you won't have the chshash tzrari. L'mashal, the Gemara says, kishachayiv moideh, if the father originally was moideh, or the shamtu umeis b'shamteh, they would mishamet the father that he should pay. And it's clear that there's no chshash tzrari. Then, al tzrari, you would be able to mon yisoyim ktanim. But al la b'neim eved mitzvinat. The shayla is, the Rishonim have now have a shayla like this, and is it, this, that's what the big tais is about, but we'll say this kamashik is in the Rishonim. We know that there's a machloikas abayev rov against Rish Lakish, whether Adam Pireya choyv tais mani. Rish Lakish holds no, abayev rov holds yet. What about chashash tzrori? Is there a tzad that a person pays tzrori tais mani? Taisis, Rabbi Yoin also is building up a case over here that the chashash tzrori tais mani zikr applies. Even abayev rov, even Rish Lakish will agree that there's a chashash tzrori, and therefore abayev that you can not mon from Yisrael and Ketanim because you're chashash for tzrori. The Rosh wants to go pumfaket that he says chashash tzrori yizicha do not have toichs money, and the Ramban goes that no, that tzrori is the same thing as peroyim. As I did by peroyim, it's a machloikis. Abayi barov against Rish Lakish, who had been legabit tzrori, it's going to be a machloikis. Abayi barov against Rish Lakish. Toisis tries being right. The shita of them is though the ganza richus in the toisis. Yeah. Now it's before though that when you money from your son and gedoyim and akupanim, well you par el b'shvua. But if you want to money from your son and it's toichs manai still, then you're allowed to money because the chazok ain't other pireya toichs manai patas the chiv shvua of your son. Toisis in deeper amasal apagav at the end he says that who adin that when a person says a shtabali, the din is that you're allowed to be potter when it's toichs manai. The chazok and the pireya terzmani will pat you from shvuas ishtabali. Ishtabali is that any time the person's allowed a tiny for you, ishtabali v'loy paraticha. Now it depends. There's a big shayla. What's the gedder? Some say that the takanas chazal of yisoyimim wasn't a new takanim. Sapakol they were misakim for yisoyimim. A ta'aninon that you always tiny for the yisoyimim ishtabali. The gedder of shvuas yisoyimim gedoylim is sapakol a built-in ishtabali. If that's the pshat, then avad it's glad. If the Gemara says that chazok ain't adam pireya pat shvuas yisoyimim, vashteitach it also pat shvuas ishtabali. But not everyone learns like that. Some are trying to learn that the shvua of Yisoyim is different. It's a new takon, an egg in it. Now, it's still not much. You can still say that it's across the board. Chazok, Ena, the Berea, Patas, all kinds of shvuas. But then already it's up for discussion. There are some are trying to learn that the Rosh Lamashal ends on that only Chazok, Ena, the Berea, only Patas, shvuas Yisoyim specifically. Shvuas Ishtabali, it will not Patas. Now, even like the other Rishayim, the Rambam Lamashal was doing that Chazok, Ena, the Berea, Patas, all shvuas. But still, a shadow will the Patas, shvuas Heses. There's a sad that shvuas Heses for the Zanish. And the rate is because the whole point of Shavuos Heses is, in spite of the fact that there isn't a drawer, Afal Pikan Chazal Mechang and Shavuos Heses. So what do you want to say? What's the getter that a Chazaka path is a Chiyiv Shavuot? What, there's a drawer for the Shavuot, but there's a Chazaka that says Nishtazot. Oh, but the point of Shavuos Heses was Afal Pikan the Shavuot Shavuot. So after Shavuos Heses is not, that's why there's some Rishayim and Marshall, even if Erech of Messiah, a path is all kinds of Shavuot, but not Shavuot Heses. Because Afdan Guf is not Shavuot Heses. Afal Pikan, Shavuot Heses. There's a great appeal on the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Sefer, that some of like Acha, that you might be more than the Dalai Lama's, but it's Becheske Shaloi Nosan, so therefore if it's Becheske Shaloi Nosan, that means the proof went in that himself built the extra Amis. We can assume, even if Shimon built a parallel wall, that Shimon did not pay for it yet. So therefore, Reuben could want him to pay. So if the Rambam, yeah, but he has to make a shvur. Which shvur? The chayre ishtabali. Shulis hanoi. Why? Chazok einen epireya. Terzmanoi. No, fuck it. The Rambam says that he has to make a shvur, right? And Shaila is why? The Gemara says that there's a svara of manyemer the mechayvel erabanan, and the Gemara says that manyemer the mechayvel erabanan is even a stronger svara than einen epireya terzmanoi. Abayim Rav doesn't hold of Ein Adem Bereit Atman. So they asked him then, what's with the Sefer? And the Gemara said, no, there's even a fester of that. Man Yeim Adem Achayvel Yerabon. And the Rambam passes that Chazok Ein Adem Pereya passes all kinds of Shavuos, not just Shavuos you sign them, but passes all Shavuos. So how come in our Mishnah, when the Rambam brings the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Rambam says we have to make a Shavuos. Of them is the Asach Rei, we'll have to see, maybe when we get the Hemshech, if we have time. Yeah. The Gemara says like this, Yiboyol. Tovay la'achar zman, ba'omar lo'y peraytich, b'toych zman imahu. Mi amrina b'mokim chazoka, amrina ma'ali l'shaker, oy dilma b'mokim chazoka, loy amrina ma'ali l'shaker. We're going now, aliba de rishlogish. Rishlogish, all the person is not named to say peraytich toych zman. But what if you tovay in la'achar zman, and be'emis you have a migu, you could have signed it peraytich la'achar zman. Maybe migu that you could have said peraytich la'achar zman, you should be named even to say peraytich toych zman. Hagam what you're saying l'maisa, the tainish shetoyin, peraytich toych zman, is kenegi the chazoka, but you have a migu, and the Gemara's clearing is migu b'mokim chazoka can it be good. Be'emis is a big machlokes. The Yeshua and Ksubis with the Ktsois in a few places, is this Migu's regular Migu or Pesha Osa? The Ktsois says that over here it's a Pesha Osa. And it's interesting that he calls it Pesha Osa, because since it was La'achar Zmanoi, all you had to do was just say Paraiti. We would have assumed you meant La'achar Zmanoi. You were the one that put your foot in the mouth and you added Paraiti Toich Zman. That's a Pesha Osa. And that's when it's legitimate that the Gemara is going to declare whether the Migu, Pesha Osa, or Mokum Chazok. But Stamazai Migu, Avada will not work for Mokum Chazok. And Yeshua rather wants to say, Pung Faker, that the cleric here is adopted by a regular Migu of Mokum Chazoka. But Pesha Osir of Mokum Chazoka, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, Pesha Osir of Mokum Chazoka, Vad is Yegud. Farad the Magrois Arichus, we'll say it like that, it's a Machlaikis Ksois and Pnei Yeshua. Now I have one aura, I never was Mavar the Sinin. The Ksois calls our Gemara Pesha Osir. I don't understand why he calls it a Pesha Osir. It's not Mamish Pesha Osir, you did have to tie a variety. And I'll be sharper about it. I want to take a cleric shy. What's the din if a person wants to have a pesha osar for mokum chazoka in another parade? And I'll tell you exactly what I mean. Reuben went over to Shimon, and Reuben told Shimon, "Here's the chayim of Shimon. I borrowed money from you." Shimon says, "I never saw you in my life. I don't know who you are." Shimon doesn't even have a tain of him. But Reuben says, "I'm telling you, I borrowed money from you. I owe you $100, but I paid you toich zmanoi." Does Reuben have to pay to Shimon? He had the pesha osar, a real pesha osar, not the slices pesha osar. Oh, but the mice of Reuben is saying krumas zayim, saying parayim toich zmanoi. He's going to have to pay Shimon. That's Pesha Osar of Mokim Chazok. And the other Haribi has a richtig Pesha Osar. You have to know, the Ksois calls Ausa Yosa Pesha Osar. To say that, so is Zayn Pesha Osar, the Ksois is watered down Pesha Osar, the Ksois used it to explain the Ravid, right? We spoke yesterday already. That the Ravid says that what about when a guy says, Bizmanoi? Also, if a guy comes to you and he's today, you boy Bayoim, and you time in Toichmanoi, you should have a Miku, you could have said Paraiti Hayoim. So Toich says it's no good because Miku da Osar. And the Ravid said, the way the Ksois was mad, but no, the is no Pesha Osar, but by all you have a Pesha Osar. And I'm just being moirer. It's not a real Pesha Osar. I told you what a real Pesha Osar would be. Venus beat. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is clearing what's stronger. Migu or Chazaka. Parshat Pshat, when you start the Sugya, it's a Shver Sugya. Let's see what we can be Mavar. The Indian, be Masad of the Indian. Be Masad of the Indian like this. Parshat Pshat, when you start off the Sugya, the Gemara is clearing what's a stronger beer. Is the Migu a stronger beer, or is the Chazaka a stronger beer? Because you have to know, the case is like this, right? Reuben came to Shimon, and he was Tevehim la'achar v'zman. And he was Tevehim. And Shimon went to Tainit Paraiti Toit v'zman. Mitzad echad, what Shimon is Tainit is Mamish Krom, he's Tainit Paraiti Toit v'zman. There's a chazot of a zot, that's what Shimon's Tainit is no good. And it's going to allow you to mourn from him. Mitzashini or hotami? What's stronger, the bearer of chazoka, or the bearer of migu? That's Pashup Pshat HaYasad the Gemara. Which one is stronger? Now let's start off like this. There are common Gemaras that I have that Chazoka is stronger than Migu. We'll name a few. Gemara in Yivam is Tafkuf Yir Aleph. About Aisha being named the Taino, Leiba, Lei, Achar Lamed, Yoim. Even though she has a Migu that she could say, La Yochala Vayalai. Over there we see that Chazoka is stronger than Migu. I have another ayah. From Baba Batra, the Bezim and Aleph. Lefika Praboisa is a Chazoka. It's a Chazoka that we assume that they built it together. And the way Toysis learned Pshat in the Mishnah of Lefika, without going into the details, the point of the Mishnah was that if it was a show Harvey and he wants to tie a Lekuach, which for sure he could tie a Lekuach, and he wants to tie a Benisi Migu to Lekuach, Lefika, the Chazoka, Lefika is stronger than Migu. Take the Chazoka stronger than Migu. Chazoka, Enodim Terech, Besuda Mafsida, in Ksubis Daftes is stronger than Migu. So if we mark it like this, Toysis in Ksubis Daftes as he decided. We're dealing here, Rabbi said, with chazokas that are based on umdunas. Not stamas a chazoka of meikar. Chazokas of umdunas. In chazoka, umdunas of taisis and use ksubis of daftesh, on the base, on the bottom. Every chazoka has its own rules. Not all chazokas are created equal. You're dealing with madregas of svara, umdana. Yet a chazoka is different. And if the dreh masuza is enough to break a mingle. The chazoka of lefikach is enough to break a mingle. The chazoka of lemuki and ishanashe in the sugi nivomaster is enough to break a mingle. That about is true. The mushla half fakir also. And ksubis yutes, chazoka ain't egdom chosman bishtar, elim kain nasa begadl is not strong enough against the mingle. It's both madregas. That's the least of our problems. By Bazoy, we're going to now localize the sugi. That's just enticing super stuff. We're specifically clearing the Mesuyin, like Abi Chazok and the Berech Arthur's Manoi. And we have to see there, is it a stronger beer? So you can't go asking from all other Chazokas and Shas, not all Chazokas are created equal. Tysis is Yusoy and super stuff. Lamaisa, our Tysis doesn't know the Tysis. We're going to see that Tysis, a lot of things going on in this Tysis, but the last Kasha Tysis asks from Yvonne Skofiralf, and Yvonne Shver. Let him answer like Tysis and super stuff. Over there, it's talking about the Chazok and Mukam and Shanash. State that our Tysis does not hold like that. Put that on the side. But let's localize it. Let's talk about the Chazoka and the Pireya. And that too, for the Chorah, there are Kamakashas. You want to clear what's stronger, Chazoka and the Pireya, or Migul? Right? We don't know which one's stronger. When there's a collision, we don't know. In this case, when he's Tevei Lachas Mani, and he was Moiter, and he paid Tevei Mani, well, what's the difference? The Chorah, you can ask Kamakashas, let's build them up like this. These I call the ladder Kashas. The ladder Kashas are that we have a war going on between Migul and Chazoka. We don't know which one's stronger. In this case, we don't know how to be machleir. That's what we're clearing. Ivoyalu. No, we'll find other cases where chazaka can't beat certain things, and or could, and migu could or can't, and let's see which one's stronger. This comment is much. We'll start with a few of them, see if we can deal with some of them. Migu lahaytmi loy amrinon. According to a lot of rishonim, the Ramban rather holds. Yeah. According to Tosis and Bava Metzia Kuf Dezayin, it's a machleikus Rabban Rav Yosef in Bava Basra. That's a big tumult. Oh, but migu lahaytmi loy amrinon. Chazaka ain't the pireya lahaytzi. Amrina, that's the point in our sugya, that you're allowed to munch from the guidance of Chazaka and the Berea. So you want to know which one's stronger? Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger, fret the Gilead and Shita. Avad the Chazaka is stronger. Chazaka lahaytzi Amrinon, Migu lahaytzi loy Amrinon. Yechav nocha dugma. Migu laftura mishvua loy Amrinon. According to the Rimagash and a lot of Rishonim. Chazaka and the Berea laftura mishvua. Amrinon, that's our Gemara, that it passes the Shvua. So again, you see Chazaka is stronger. I gotta have a fakir takash ocean. Heramais. According to some Rishonim, Chazaka didn't pat all Shavuos. Only Shavuos Yisoyman. It's a local bar of Shavuos Yisoyman. But Chazaka and the Pireya will not pat all Shavuos. On the other hand, there are Rishonim that hold Migul Afturim Yishvua Amrina. And they have a fakir takash. Migul Afturim Yishvua all around Amrina. Quite a lot of Rishonim. And Chazaka and the Pireya does not pat all Shavuos. Only Shavuos Yisoyman. So you see Migul stronger. Now I'm confused. You have to know what you see. How would you measure with such questions? But then there's even a fee for a question. The Goyin in Simenayim Ches twice, Nemzon, Moirin the Kizah, that the gather of Chazok Eidon and Bereach Toich Zmanoi is the Madreg of Eidon. That's what he's up there. You have to know what he means, you have to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, if Eidon would say a person was Bereach Toich Zmanoi, it's Trey Trey. There's Chazok Eidon and Bereach Toich Zmanoi. And it's Eidon that he did take Toich Zmanoi. It's not Trey Trey. Avadi's Potter. You have to know what the Goyin means that it's Eidon. But the Goyin says it's Eidon twice. Once the Mechaber Paschal said that it's Chuch Zekafron, the person said Toich Zman. He said it's Chuch Zekafron. Why is it Chuch Zekafron? Because it's Eidus. And it's Veitamo because he says Chazok Eidon and Pireya Pat is even Shavuos Heses. He mentioned before, it's a Machlokes. The Ramah brings down a sheet in Simenayim Ches that Chazok Eidon and Pireya Pat is even Shavuos Heses. What does it mean, the Pat is Shavuos Heses? Because it's Mamash the Madreig of Eidus. Fret the Goyin and he's like Sorachim. If Chazok Eidon and Pireya is the Madreig of Eidus, you're still going to clarify if Miku is stronger than Chazok. Miku will make him Eidon, why am I? As I fret the Goyin. So we have Kamakashas. Let's pick one out. On the Migul Lahaiti Kasha, that kind, I mean, the other ones you have to know who asked them. But the Migul Lahaiti Kasha, Rabbi Kivega with the Gilead asks. Rabbi Kivega and also the Gilead Shita. That Migul Lahaiti Loyamrina, Chazok Eno the Pereya Lahaiti Amrina, thus is under a Gemara. So Abadi, you see that the Chazok is stronger. On that, the Gilead itself is the parents. He says, Abadi, you want to know which one's stronger? Chazok Lahaiti Amrina, Migul Lahaiti Loyamrina. But over here, the Migul is Gufa Maxik. Over here, the Migul is being Maxik for the Loyva. Maybe a Migul, but it seals the fact that he's a Musik. Can beat Chazaka and the Pireya. Avada! First say, you want to argue, you see which one's stronger, measure them separately, objectively. Chazaka does things that Migu doesn't do. But we still declare whether a Migu, Betir of Mozik, could beat Chazaka and the Pireya. Azai's up to Gilead. Once again, our Tysis is before, not like that. Tysis asks Akasha from Yavamis, over there it's not Betir of Mozik. And he asks, should be Migu against Chazaka? I mean, the Gilead comes to answer that Tysis Kasha, the last Kasha Tysis. That's what the Gilead is going on, Dennis. The Gilead asks the last Kasha Tysis. From Yibamis. And he says, it's not Shver. He says, Hagabatzmacha, Migul Haiti Loyamrinon, Chazok Haiti Amrinon. So you think it's a Shiloh Baklal. Elamai, don't go over here, we're clearing because it's a Migul, we're here for Mokhzik. And that's how he answers Toys' Kasha. Rabbi Elchanan says a different word, it's negayas, we used it already. We had a mahalach, yesterday we spoke, and today we spoke already. What does it mean, chazok is mamish moitzi? How much is not a veil of a rai? It's a madrega of edis. So we said the mahalach that it's not shat that chazok is moitzi. The pshat is pashat that when a guy tainas parai to tainas mani, it's a taina garua. In Brazil, we never see that chazok in the prayer is moitzi. That was pushing the guy to find a garua. That's a thing arrived with the kasha. The kasha was migu lahoitzi lo yamina. Chazok ein the pirei is able to be moitzi. Nay, not that chazok ein the pirei is able to be moitzi. Now, when a person says pirei, there's money. It's a tiny garua. Yeah, so we're still in the dark over here. It's very schwer. What's the magregis? If you want to start learning, what's stronger? The etzem. Abadu miyavkanu mukayris that chazok is stronger. So we're going to suggest now. There's a lot to do, but first we'll make a machlekes Rashi Tosis. Not Tosis by us. Tosis by us. We'll have to get to is the chayyim before that he learned the sugya. Haki is which one is stronger. He starts asking so many ladder questions, even more confusing ones. We're going to help to get them. But maybe we'll suggest. I'm not going to build it like this. That there's a machlekes Rashi, but once against Tosis and Yevamos, different pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara is not telling what's a stronger beer. You want to put down on the table what's a stronger beer? Chazok is a stronger beer than me. Or maybe fakir that we had rice beer stronger than chazok. That's not the issue. Bidas Toysis and Yevamis, Kuf Tesvav, you wanted to learn that the Shaila here is, maybe the Migu makes a regis in the Chazok. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Will the Migu make a regis in the Chazok? Interesting, he had a Gevaldik Diktuk. Toysis and Yevamis over there is quoting our Gemara, and the way you read the Toysis, it looks like he was Goyris in our Gemara. It's not a Gersabas, but it's Meduit that Toysis and Yevamis was Goyris in our Gemara. Me Amrinan Osti Migu Umara Leila Chazok. Okay, if Toysis really meant that's the Gersabas or not, but the idea of it, that the gather is about not question beer against beer, measure it. See, this is 40 points, this is 30 points. No. But the Migu makes a race to on the Chazok. But that's Rashi. You wanted to go pump fakert. Rashi says a Lashon. Lo yamrin b'mokam di'ika chazoka, the moral of dibure, ma'al l'shakir v'lehemi. The shayla is fakert, that the chazoka is going to be moral of dibure. And it's very yishmak to build it like this. We already started. We said two ways. How is chazoka and Graham able to be moitzi? Tyson Yevamos goes that mamish, the chazoka and the Graham is able to be moitzi. Ha! It's able to be moitzi. But then the shayla was, maybe the migu will make a reyes in the chazoka. In Rashi, it's punk fakert. The emes, the reason why you can't mon, the reason why you don't have to, the reason why you have to pay, the guy's able to pay you is because you had a tiny garua. You had a moral of dibure. The shayla was maybe the migu can save it. Maybe the migu can make that you do have a good dibur. That's the Gemara's plan. Will a migu save it? Will the migu give that your diburim is yet, is not a tiny garua, it's a good tiny? I don't know. The chazaka is going to say that for it, it's a tiny garua and you remain with your tiny garua and it's no good. So that's two different suggestions. Not that the setup of the sugi is which is a stronger beer, but that Tosis says, be'etam the chazaka was able to be moitzi. The shadow of maybe the migu makes a reyes in the chazaka. But that's Rashi, the issue never was that the chazaka is moitzi. The issue was you have a tiny garua. The shadow is, can a migu make it into a tiny alimta? Or no, it's such a tiny garua that even a migu can't save it. That was Tosis and Yevamos, Lumas, Rashi by us. Tosis by us, L'chaira, learns that the shadow taki is which is a stronger beer. And Tosis asks, once again, we call it ladder questions. That, what do you mean? You're clearing if Chazok is a stronger beer, or Migu is a stronger beer. Avad we have a raya, that Chazok is a stronger beer. So first Tosis asks the kasha of the Rivam. And the Emes, the Rivam asks like this. Pachas Ayosha, this is what the Rivam is asking. We talked already about, it's very hard Tosis, we'll make it leicht and geschmack, as I said. We already had two ladder questions. Migu lahoitzi layaminon, and Chazok lahoitzi yaminon. Migu laftura mishvua layaminon, Chazok laftur mishvua aminon. Those were simple. They were in our Gemara. Chazok is patur mishvua. Chazok is mitzvah. The Rivam really wants to ask a new one. Migu b'mokam edim lo yamrinon, and Chazok ein adam pireya b'mokam edim aminon. Now, if there would be a case of a Chazok ein adam pireya against edim, that would be perfect. But there is no such case. It's really make believe. But that's really what the Rivam wants. That once again, the latter question: Migu b'mokam edim lo yamrinon, Chazok against edim. The Chazok is stronger. Now, there's no case of Chazok ein adam pireya against edim. But he built up that there really is such a thing. How did he build it up? Because Chazok ein adam pireya, Chazok ein adam pireya is stronger than a shtar. How do you know it's stronger than a shtar? Because when you come to Yisraelim with a shtar, we still make you have a shvut. But if you come with a chazok against a shtar, you don't have to make a shvut. Oh, that means the chazok did what the shtar couldn't do. A shtar against Yisraelim, you still have to make a shvut. What do you mean? What do I have to swear? I have a favorite shtar from the father. No, you still have to make a shvut. But you come with a chazok, the chazok part is the shvut. So you see, chazok did what shtar didn't do. And shtar, the revolver equates with Aden. So after that whole thing, he said, oh, so you see the chazok is stronger than Aden. I was like, that's like I said it, the latter question. Migu is stronger, Migu is not stronger than Aden, and chazok is stronger than Aden. Now, Vada, the Rivam is a pellet threat to me right away. It's stronger than real Aden. Avadanisht. Like he gives two digmois, that's him, he proves it on both ends. Chazak Eimim Gereish, stronger than Eidim. Avad is not true both ways. If you have the favor to Eidim that the guy did pay Tarz Manav, Avad you'll be potter, even though this Chazak Eimim Gereish. And who wouldn't forget? By Yisoyim, if you have the favor to Eidim that the Yisoyim are Machoy, you have to have a Shavuot. If it's Eidim that are made somehow that you know for sure the father didn't pay, then there won't be a Chiv Shavuot Yisoyim. So real Eidim, it's not, you can't equate Shtar with Eidim. But Zok Taisis, you know what? But if I do, I'll ask the latter question. In a similar vein, but the same idea again. Me guvim mokim shtorach abiyot, my boy! Lo yamrinon. Masha'enken chazoka. And once again, it's confusing. Not that he found a direct case of chazoka against shtorach abiyot, my boy. But in a roundabout, he proved that chazoka is stronger than shtorach abiyot, my boy. Why? Because shtorach abiyot, my boy, against Yisoyim, you still have to make a shvur. Chazoka against Yisoyim, you don't have to make a shvur. So chazoka is stronger than shtorach abiyot, my boy. And once again, the same thing. Me who doesn't beat shtorach abiyot, my boy, in the sugya on the ayin. Chazaki me guzim ensu is not against shtorach abiyot, my boy. And chazoka is supposedly stronger than shtorach abiyot, my boy. That's the kasha from Ahid the Rami Bar Chama. That what was the kasha? That we saw that Migu, Hechzak Migu the Nentu is not Nemon against the Shtar, right? The Baal of Bikotin comes with a Shtar and says, Pikdoini Gavach. And he wants to tie Hechzarti against the Shtar, because the Shtar is better than my boy. But Migu the Nentu. And the Migu doesn't help. Achloy is a Sugin, the fine, Babas, it's a Sugin. Over Migu doesn't help against the Shtar is better than my boy. And Chazoko with this Cheshman is stronger than the Shtar is better than my boy. On this kasha, there's a few thoughts from the Gillian. First of all, the Gillian wants to say tremendous. He says, he says that over there, if the guy comes with a shtar, so even if you have a migu against the shtar, that's called a migu lahoitz. A person with a migu against a shtar, what was the story there? A guy comes to him and says, my pekotin's life. He wants to be moisty the pekotin for me. And you want to be more than migu, exactly migu than answer. No, it's called migu lahoitz. Because if he has a shtar, you are migu lahoitz. Twice on the day says that a guy who has a migu with a shtar is called migu lahoitz. Here it's even further. The guy with the going with a migu against the shtar is called migu lahoitz. The one with the shtar is considered the mochzik. The Gilgan has another teretz to be machalik between the shtorach of yodi, my boy of pekodon, is cholik from the shtorach of yodi, my boy of alvo. There's a sachish boy, that's the etzim yidiyah. That was Toysis' latter questions. Then Toysis has two loidomi questions. Toysis has two gemaras where he sees that l'choyro, it's not poshet l'gavi migu bonkam chazaka. And he wants them a barn, don't even think about comparing it, it's loidomi. And there's a big shaila, is the loy domi the same loy domi? And Varan is believed that it's the same dichoy. Taisha just says the loy domi lahi, the loy domi lahi. Is it the same loy domi? The emes, you can say different svaras. The first one is the sukkim kedushin. A person wants to be nemah to say yesh li bonin, the popular wife from Yivam, meaning that he could have given her a get. Now, over there, it's not even going against the chazok of umdin. Over there, it's migu b'mochum cheskas yivam al shuk. The other chayr, it's totally not our issue. It's a migu against chazok in the meikara. And I would have declared that maybe that's the loy domi of Taisha. But then Taisa has the other loydomi from the case of Yevamis, Dafkuf Tesvav, Hirzik Yivam Ulchama, Migu Divoyam Shalom Boilam. Again, loydomi. You have to know what the loydomi is. There it is already, a chazok of Umdina. What's the loydomi over here? That's the two loydomis. Interesting. Taisa and Yevamis Kuf Tesvav, Kufa makes a loydomi between Kedushin and Yevamis. Our Gemara just says why Baba Basra is not like Kedushin, and Baba Basra is not like Yevamis Kuf Tesvav. Taisa and Yevamis explains why it's not like the Gemara on Kedushin. It's Chaluki. But I want to focus more on the last question. Taisa asked the last question, and he got Shver on this question. This is the kasha that Yivam Shvera. The Gemara in Yivam says an isha that says a Yivam that wants the taina that she doesn't need, a Yivam that wants the taina that she needs chalitza. Supposedly she was living with the guy ready for 30 days, and as far as the Bethan is concerned, they can assume that there was Yivam done and she needs a get. But she's insisting that's not true, that he was not bal ever. She's still Yivam l'shuk. She's a fruma. She wants to get married to someone else. She wants a chalitza, and she wants to be taiveya and to give her a chalitza. And he's saying, no, you're already my wife, and I'll give you a get if you want, but and she's being taiveya chalitza, she doesn't want to buy beniguna. She wants chalitza, she knows that, Emes, that's what she's tiny, that there was never a yibam done yet. Now, but there, she's tiny, if she says, toich lamid, an ish is nemon to say, loy ba'alai toich lamid. Up till 30 days, she can say, loy ba'alai. We were together, but he wasn't boiling even once. Taichlam, la'achal lamed. It's not true. There's a chazaka le'mukim in a shanafshin. The chazaka says for sure he was boiling taichlam. For a toisa, she has a migu. She could tie the ain't a yochel over your life. It doesn't have koyach. Something else. To tie the loy boalai. There's a chazaka. And again, we're going now with la'achal lamed. To tie the loy boalai la'achal lamed. There's a chazaka against that. That's umdina. Chazaka umdina. Loy mukim. Chazaka loy mukim in a shanafshin. Someone that the emes had the yocholus can't be that they were together more than 30 days and he wasn't. Oh, but yes, she has a migu. She can tie no loy yochel over your life, and he brings the Gemara to Dorn that a person's name is the tie, and Isha's name is the tie no loy yochel over your life. So that's the shot. Why does the Gemara say she can't mona chalitza? She has a migu b'mokim chazaka. She wants the tie no loy for life. With a migu that she could have said loy yochel over your life. Toysin's much shver. What could be the teretz? We have commentary to me. Some of them we already said. Toysin's sumin's tach already says the teretz. Not all chazakas are created equal. Every umdin of the chazaka has different madregas. And we'll say that the umdin of chazaka like Mukim Minish Anatse is even a stronger madrega. And over there, Abada, the chazaka is so strong we don't believe her, and she's stuck without a chalitza. She can't want him to give a chalitza. Tosfos didn't hold it at chalik. Interesting. I saw people wanted to say that. That's what the leidomis of Tosfos were. The Tosfos, when he said leidomi earlier, he meant like Tosfos and Tzuchnish Tzuchnish. Over here, he blabbed Shver. It doesn't use Tosfos and Tzuchnish. That not all chazakas are created equal. Rabbi Kiveika says at Teretz, Gilian Ashas over here, then push it twice the kasha. There's no migu to say la yochel avi alai, because the namonis of la yochel avi alai is only by an isha to her baila, because ena deme is la baila. But over here, she's goofy saying it's not her husband. There's no namonis of la yochel avi alai. There's a pella of ikivega, because the namonis of la baalai is also based on ena deme. And if you tell me there's no ena deme over here, so why is she even emma to say la baalai? Is the Shmuel Zofsky has ganzach hashbonis on that Rabbi Kiveika? But that's the end of Teretz. There's another Teretz in the Gilyon we already mentioned. The Gilyon says that we started with the Gilyon. The Gilyon says Migu v'makam Chazaka. What's far Shaila? Avad the Chazaka is stronger because Migu like the Yamrinon and Chazaka like the Yamrinon. Ella mind up the Gilyon. The Shaila is only locally over here. Migu b'tira from Mugzik. Over here, there's no Migu b'tira from Mugzik. So Avad, that's why she doesn't win. The Migu doesn't beat a Chazaka. Our Gemara is only claring Migu b'tira from Mugzik. This is another Teretz. There's another Teretz in the Marit that is over there, it's Migul Lahaitzi. To force him to do a Chalit is called Migul Lahaitzi. Migul Lahaitzi Lai Amin. It's a Chiddush. The Tumum Abis says Migul Lahaitzi is only by Mominus. The Apek, yes, Amech, Migoy Galus, and Nishke Migul Lahaitzi. Oh, but he says that to Tzvin the Chalit, to Rupsach Migul Lahaitzi. What did he might say to Chalit? There's another Teretz that I want to go into, the Shach and Chloe Migul. The Shach and Chloe Migul says a new Teretz. Again, what's the Kasha? We said already comment to it, but what's the Kasha? How come our Gemara is misupik about Migul b'makam Chazaka? And in Yevamos it says that an Isha is not Nemo to say, Loi Baalai L'Achar Lamed. She had the Migul, she could have said, Loi Yochel Ovi Alai. So we already answered, not all Chazakas are created equal, that you're not Nemo to say, Loi Yochel Ovi Alai, because there's no Ein of the Meis, that it's Migul Lahoyfi, that there's no Muxik. The Shach says another thing. Zav the Shach and Klau. Whenever you want to clarify if a migul could work for makam chazaka, what does a migul mean? That you could have said a different time, right? Migul, you could have said a different time. It's only true if the other time that you could have said is not based on chazaka. If the other time that you could have said is also based on chazaka, then you don't have migul for makam chazaka. And over there, the other time is also based on chazaka. We already said loybala is based on chazaka and the maze la bible. A migul that's based on chazaka cannot be neman for makam chazaka. Only a migul that the other time was the etzem neman. If you have a migul, they had a time that was the etzem neman. And with this, is Rabbi Elchanan brings from his Shver, from Rabbi Meir Atlas, Pshat in the Rashi, the famous Pshat in the Rashi, when the Gemara clears the Shiloh, whether a person's meant to say, Paraiti Toichzmanim, Migu, that he could have said, Paraiti La'atlasmanim, so Rashi, he's going to be named with a Shavuah. Correct develop, what's Shavuah? So Pashi learned Shavuah Sessus. Every time a Leiva has to make a Shavuah Sessus. Oh, but don't pump Rashi stressing Shavuah Sessus. Zok to Meir Atlas, I'm really the Geinfah. Over here, you'll need a Shavuah there, Isa. Why? He says, Rashi and Baba Kama Das Kuf Zayin Yedua says that every Kaifer HaKol Bechem has to swear. Not only Maibu Mitzvahs. The reason why Kaifer HaKol doesn't swear is Chazaka. Chazaka, ain't other Meis. Now we're here, you want to be Nema to say Paraiti Toitzmanai. Migu, and you could have said Paraiti Lachazmanai. 1 minute. Paraiti Lachazmanai, why would you be able to Taina? It's Kaifer HaKol, you also need a Shavua. There it is Chazaka, ain't other Meis. If the Taina that you could have Taina is based on Chazaka, you're not allowed to use the Migu to beat the Chazaka. So Rashi, you'll have to make a Shavua Dairaisa, a Moidim makes a Shavua. Because if you're not going to make it, the rise of the Kishvua, you don't have the migu of the Kaifer HaKol. Yeah, but that's the Gemara Shaila. When a person comes to Achar Zmanoi, are you never with a migu? In Pshat, there's a kasha from Rabbi Kiveger. When the Gemara originally brought down the Memra of the Sugya of Shlokish and Abayi Barav, the case was, you have to be Vegas, have to be Bizmanoi, any time is bright, you toy Zmanoi, you're not Nemon. Isn't that itself a diak? That if you take Vela Acher's money, a Migu will help. Why did the Gemara stress? If you hold Migu b'makam Chazaka lo yaminon, so Mitzchila the Gemara should arrive. We said the Beit Rechidish that even if you take Vela Acher's money, you're not Nemon. From the fact that when the Gemara put down the sugi in the beginning, you put it down in the washing up. Hatayveya Chaveri Bizmanoi. It's Meduik that about if you take Vela Acher's money, there's a Migu. So Mikvega answers no. He says maybe there's a Rebusa that it's stressed that it's talking about Tevea Bizmanoi. That even by Tevea Bizmanoi, you're only not Nemon if you time it Toich's money. But if you tie it bizmani, you nemen. The teacher of the chiddush that Ovid Inish the Mishlam begavs in me, and that's the proof of the Gemara Shaila. Maybe that's the pshat of the deep. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes through the same toshmas again. The Gemara goes through the same toshmas, and the Shaila's over here. We're in big trouble. Because in the second Toshma, the Gemara says, on the safe of the Mishnah, so the Gemara weiter. Even though it's Lachas Mani already, Man Yemer de Mechai Velei Rabbonah. Now, Bishlein, like Rashi, Rashi on Daf, Heyem at Beis. Rashi was, Poy Rei Yechoy Boi Toys Mana. Rashi knew that on that problem at Aleph, the Gemara is going to say, Man Yemer, even like Abi Lachas Mani. So Rashi, there's no help for Rashi to say it on Heyem at Beis, but he desired to perform it already then. Man Yemer, Hilka Gafilo Paraiti Bismani, and I know. Rashi knew he had to, because the Gemara here uses Man Yemer, even like Abi Lachas Mani. But it's a Pel on the Yad Ramah. The Adramah learns that the Shvar of Man Yemer is only Toys Mana, here we're already going Lachas Mani. How is the Gemara answering the Seifa? The Gemara is saying, Man Yemar is not named Toys Mani. It's such a strong Chazaka. We're going to go with Tyson Superstaff test. That is Madregas and Chazaka. Specifically, the Chazaka of Ena the Berechai Toys Manoi, that Chazaka is not able to, is a suffix in the Gemara. It's able to beat me. But every Gemara, Man Yemar! The Chazaka of Man Yemar is even a stronger Chazaka. The Chazaka of Man Yemar, for sure, even though if you were tying him, La'achos Mani, you'd be believed. But then Amigo won't help. Amigo against that. That Chazaka is even worse. Mitzacheni, that's saying that Man Yemar is even a stronger Chazaka. Mitzacheni, the Rambam, we see Fakaret, we mentioned already. The Rambam holds that by Chazaka in the Bereid, Pat is a Shvur. And when he quotes our Mishnah, he says that there's a Man Yemar that you still do have to make a Shvur. Chazaka developed that vice versa, Man Yemar is a weaker Chazaka. There's a whole tzais about that, that's what you see. Then the Gemara has the same two Tashmas. Then the Gemara says the third Tashma. The Gemara wanted to again bring a raya that Lagabi, whether you're Nemu or Nemu. So the Gemara says a price like this. Money libiyotcha amalei hain, lemacher amalei tneili, imar menesatav lach pater, ein lach abiyavi chayiv. And the Gemara thinks, what do you think it means, nesatav lach? Nesatav lach means that you said, paraiti bizmani. And ein lach abiyavi means that you said, paraiti bitoizmani. And it says that you chayiv. So you see that b'makom chazoki you don't say amal shakim. So the Gemara, no, my ein lach abiyavi, it means you push it a shakim. Yesterday you said you owned the money, and now you're changing your mind, you're saying la'adam. So the Gemara avoids the big of this price. I have a ha'ara. I asked a lot of people. I didn't see anyone ask the cash. A very interesting ha'ara in Pshat. The ha'ara is a Gabal the ha'ara. I have a teretz. The teretz is a dvar chiddush. It's a pilk. But first, the ha'ara. The ha'ara in Pshat is interesting. The Gemara had two sugyas, one after the other. First was a machlekes abayi v'rav and Rish Lakish, where the bechlal a person's pereitah's money. And then the second half of the sugya goes, aliva the Rish Lakish, that taka ain't of the pereitah's money, but what if it's la'achah's money? Did you have a migu? The Gemara put the same Toshmas from our Mishnah, from the Reisha and the Seifa, exact same Lashon. Then the Gemara put another Toshma, a separate Toshma, from this Brice of Manali B'yodah. The Gemara thought that when he said Nisatavah, when he said Eimach B'yodah, he meant Paraiti Tarzmane. And the Gemara's Matzah knows that Eimach B'yodah means Ladam, and it's a Zayit of the Sugya of Kolem Lulisim. Why didn't the Gemara bring this third Toshma in the first Sugya? If the Gemara thought that Eimach B'yodah means Paraiti Tarzmane, and it says you're not Eimach, it should be a Raya that the Rish Lakish that Eimach the Paraiti Tarzmane. Why didn't the Gemara bring it as a Toshma? To the etzma machloekes v'shlokish in the bayi v'rova. That's the shakl tayyid of sugya. Machloekes v'shlokish in the bayi v'rova, two potential eyes from our Mishnah. The same exact shayla, just like v'shlokish the avamigu, the same two tashmas from our Mishnah. All of a sudden, a new price, a new diik, a diik, that ain't lach abiyadi, that you're not nemen, and it means pragi v'zmanis. Why didn't the Gemara bring down this raya in the original sugya? I think it's a very legitimate aura, I didn't see anyone ask. So, modnazah, why did Gemara wait for the tashma? Unless you'll say it's an interruption. Maybe the boil was a zaytik interruption and the Toshma is kind of going back on the original. No, it's not with the Toshma. No, the first Gemara is not. The Gemara says, Alma b'mokam chazok, lo yamina ma'al shaka. The Gemara is addressing the new question. That b'mokam chazok, lo yamina ma'al shaka. Why didn't the Gemara quote this as the original Toshma? There's a shayla in the Gemara that other perei achoyv toizmana. There's a tshuva from don't remember. But the Tzad of the Achroinim, this is our Rei, then maybe what's the Pshat of Odom Perei Choy Tzmani, Eina Adem Perei Choy Tzmani? Then maybe we spoke various Mahalkan reading, the Machlokes Rish Lakish in Abayi Barov, that the Rish Lakish says the Sma, that he was Kevei Azman, he was someone that didn't have the money, on that Abayi Adi, maybe he grabbed the one money. Zimna de Misranile, the other Sfarah, he's Nichsif, they say Fakir, he had to go lit with him. There's a Mahalkan in the Achroinim, Chaim Shalevitz talks about it, also. It was a Shoyl in one of the Tshuvas, it's not the Tshuva himself, it's the Shoyl. The shoyl to the marriage. I don't know. The shoyl to one of the two is far. How does that sound? That it's a long shemachlokes. That what? That a bayi v'rava hold. That ain't the prayer for tzmani. Because when you're kaveh azman, it's bechlal not a chiyuv yet. I think it was a tzara. Having the shoyl that you shouldn't want from a shabbatim even yet. When you kaveh azman, the choy first starts from kaveh azman. You bechlal not meshuv yet. There's no money gavah here. That's why a person doesn't remember to say paraiti tzmani. Well, paraiti tzmani, you didn't pay it. The halva didn't start yet. The kaveh azman is the next level. And Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish doesn't know about this man. starts. No, forget. Rish Lakish says, Rish Lakish is in the Maria Chayes Zman. Because Rish Lakish says, this man doesn't start yet till the Kriya Zman. You want to say you paid during this man? There was no Lamoinik Abach yet. You paid before that. You paid. Oh, you paid him, you grew up, and he ended it beforehand. And Abayram says, no, Abayram is ready to Yechiv. Interesting. In this Bryson, the Bryson was like this. Morally Biyotcha, and he said him. The next day he came again. So if he says, I paid you, he says, he paid. If he says, Ein Lecha Biyodi, then he's not Nem. The Gemara had a shock of the Tower, what does it mean, Ein Lecha Biyodi? The Gemara didn't realize right away, because on Ein Lecha Biyodi means Lahadam, and it means Kalayim Wadavisi. So the Sheikh explains it was a doichik to learn Ein Lecha Biyodi. It was Cheshbayin Simshad, it wasn't a doichik. So the Gemara would rather learn, what does it mean, Ein Lecha Biyodi? Paraiti Toich Zmani. Echfrega Shaila Rabbi said, Posh Pshat, this is really typing Pshatov. Why did the Gemara think that the lashon of Eimach Abiyadi lends itself to a mashmois that it was Perei Atar Zman? You hear a case? Mona Levi Yotz Amalei Hin, Lamachar Amalei. If he says Nesatach Loch, yes, he said Eimach Abiyadi. And what does it mean? Nesatach Loch Perei Atar Zman. Eimach Abiyadi means Perei Atar Zman. Why does Eimach Abiyadi lend itself to a mashmois to mean Perei Atar Zman? Karach Alam Deshavah. If you learn that together, it's Eimach Perei Atar Zman, it means the Choy didn't start yet. The Kriya Zman is when it starts. So he says, I borrowed money. Ein lecha biyadi. I gave it back to you even before the kviyas man, the chiyah never started. That's why ein lecha biyadi could be mashed by the words paraiti per zman. But who is that shulach? Only like Rish Lakish. Abaye Rava argued. They say other pereyach per zman. So I ask you something. How is Abaye Rava going to learn this Mishnah? They have no choice. They have to learn that it means lahadam. I it's a little doyach, but they have no choice. They have to learn like the maskana. Rish Lakish can't say tashma from this brayso that it says ein lecha biyadi and ein lecha biyadi means paraiti per zman. You're not nemon. Zot the Bible Rabbah, what Ein Lecha Biyadi means Paraiti Tarz Mani? Why in the world does Ein Lecha Biyadi mean Paraiti Tarz Mani? So Rish Lakish, yeah, but what do you mean? Because like my Shita, that the Chayv didn't start. Zot the Bible Rabbah, I don't hold like that. I hold that the Chayv already started. There's no reason in the world why Ein Lecha Biyadi means Paraiti Tarz Mani. The second half of the sugya is going a leap of the Rish Lakish. We're already going in Rish Lakish's world. Rish Lakish holds any other Paraiti Tarz Mani. And the reason is because, like we're saying, the Kriya Zman is not there yet. Clear the Gemara, could you say a migu? So if you want, I'll leave it to Rish Lakish alone. Let's clear maybe a top shot. Maybe the price means Ein Lecha Biyadi, Paraiti Toyes Mani, and you're not Neman. Shmami no, the Chazaka, maybe give up a second. So if you want, no fighter, I could be Matzah, that Ein Lecha Biyadi means Ladam. But to bring the Raya against the Bayav Rav in the first Chalak of the Sugya, a Bayav Rav would never cycle with Chilo, that the words Ein Lecha Biyadi should mean Paraiti Toyes Mani. Epshet, because I didn't work it.